Sunrise and sunset are getting earlier and later, respectively, signaling the imminent arrival of spring. The morning air has birdsong back in it, welcome yet unpolished sounds as the birds are out of practice. Compare the bird calls and songs on a windless morning at this time of year with what you will hear at dawn in early June. Just yesterday morning, with a cold but sunny dawn and little wind, birds, both overwintering species, like white-throated sparrows and tree sparrows, and species that breed here, like song sparrows, northern cardinals, black-capped chickadees, and American goldfinches, were all singing their full songs. The clear, whistled, and loud "Old Sam Peabody" of the white-throated sparrows, a handsome species that does not nest in our area but is quite common in the mountains of northern New England, is a favorite song for many birders. The tree sparrow is a winter visitor from northern Canada and Alaska, where it breeds at the edge of tree line. This species' calls and song are always a treat to hear, as they occur in small numbers during our winter months. The sounds of spring happen much sooner than the visual signs. Spring on the Cape and Islands should be called the stealth season. It seems like it is winter, it gets muddy, and all of a sudden it's summer. For the same reason that the fall is so nice, with the region surrounded by relatively warm water, keeping the season distinctively milder than inland in New England, during the spring, the relatively cold ocean water suppresses the warmth. Spring here is unlike spring elsewhere in New England. The songs of northern cardinals and Carolina wrens seem to be coming from every thicket and grove of trees when the wind was not howling this past week. It would be my hope that listeners will learn these distinctive calls and sounds, as it will greatly enhance your appreciation of the region from now through June. The northern cardinal's loud, repetitive, two-toned song is unmistakable. The jaunty Carolina wren sings its tea kettle, tea kettle, tea kettle incessantly from a wide variety of thickets and scrubby areas all over the Cape and Islands. The spring is a subtle affair, gradual in the extreme, sort of a mild greening of the land, and then it's summer. Out on the beaches, the changes are almost imperceptible, the beach grass slowly turning from brown to green, the other plants not really showing any signs of life until June. The most obvious signs of spring on the beach are the arrival of piping plovers and American oyster catchers, which begin arriving in mid-March. Their calls and markings enliven an often stark environment that is very harsh at this season. And red-winged blackbirds keep the title of the earliest land bird migrant for another year. Despite the temperatures, many birds responding to their instincts found a perch and started singing this past week. The breeding season waits for no bird, and they are tuning up and getting ready for this all-important event. Until next week, keep your eyes to the sky.